under the table.
Basically, a lady broke into a house. Pretty standard stuff. Except for the fact that she was naked. The stranger claimed to be the devil, and indeed appeared to the Lewises to have been possessed. And her eyes were reportedly black, and her demeanor was disturbingly gleeful.
I'm the devil.
I'm the devil. I'm the devil, yeah, buddy.
That would be even scarier. That's
probably what she sounds like.
Her Adam's apple bops.
Oh, yeah. Her Adam's apple.
Yeah.
The family explained that the stranger laughed sinisterly, refused to leave, and was far stronger than anticipated. That's what led Mr. Lewis, the father of the three, and reluctant to identify himself to the papers, but he did anyway, to grab his gun. He says, I said, who are you? She said, I need your help. Please help me. I said, get out of my house. And she goes, I'm the devil. After issuing a verbal warning at the woman, he opened fire. None of the bullets were intended to hit the intruder, who ferociously charged at the homeowner while his family slept upstairs. She looked possessed. Her eyes were completely black like saucers. This is the dad talking. She was laughing like it was a joke. She was not stopping. She had the strength of four grown men, is what he says.
That's why he didn't want to identify himself.
Actually, a very particular analogy there.
He didn't want to identify. Men, it's like, wait, four grown men of your stature and strength? Does that mean you're exceedingly weak? Or was he didn't, really possessed? And...
That's why he didn't want to identify himself, because he's like, oh, this old lady, she was stronger than me.
I mean, like, I lived 1, 3, 6, or 7 years, so I'm not the strongest, but he's still, like, she was pretty strong.
Basically, I can bench press the rock, and she was stronger than me.
That's hilarious. I didn't even think of that.
She was crazy strong. She's cranked like four grown men or something.
Either that, or it was because, like, he's like a member of some, like, elite shooting club, and he didn't hit her at all.
Yeah. It's not in this story, but I was looking for the story. It says the number of shots, and it's uncanny. He fired almost 30 shots.
Yeah, it was like 34, 35 shots.
Like, he had to keep reloading. Like, he's just the worst shot.
Like, well, and even in the article you just read, it was like, he didn't intend for any of the shots to hit her. I'm sorry, but if somebody's in my home, they're getting two to the chest.
Yeah, if you're in my home, I'm shot.
If you're naked, you're getting shot again. If you seem to be the devil, then I'm shooting you with a silver bullet right in the heart.
Silver bullet. Actually, you know what I'm. Yeah, if you hear
some garlic at
the devil,
right,
then you're gonna make sure that they can't walk.
Just yeah.
I may kill their body, but yeah.
Yeah, actually,
it's probably another one of those things. Like, oh, I never intended to hit her. Even though,
why
did
you shoot 30 shots at this woman and intend to hit her?
And yeah. By the time he's reloading like four times, she's just standing there.
Well, okay, so you gotta think.
My wife was laughing at him like it was a joke.
Depending on the gun, so he may have had like 16, 17 rounds in his hand. So he'd only have to reload once.
Okay.
But even still, you gotta sit there, you're sitting there going, bang, 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 bang.
You can't hit the right side of a barn.
Yeah, if I was shooting at somebody and they're laughing the whole time, I'm gonna fall down on my knees and start praying. Or I'm gonna pull out like a bazooka. It's like, oh, people laugh.
Oh, I turn it on myself.
And then I'd still miss.
She's still laughing, and you're like, I saved one for me.
Shoots my ear off. She's like,
you're an even bigger idiot than I thought.
Yeah, you start laughing crazier than she does. And she like stops. And you're like,
yes, this guy's crazy.
Yeah,
I broke into the wrong house today.
To this news story, it doesn't say a reason why she was even in there.
Because she's the devil.
I guess so. Going on, reading on here, Lewis ran out of bullets and started throwing nearby items of furniture at the home invader.
These bullets ain't gonna stop you, but this lamp I got from my mom is gonna kill you.
He like goes across the room to get the lamp he doesn't like and like throws it at her.
See, but it doesn't say like household accessories like lamps. It says furniture.
Furniture.
But imagine him like flipping the couch and trying to throw it at her.
That's how he measures.
This would be
strength.
Right if I wasn't so incredibly weak.
Yeah, that's how he measures strength. He's like, I can't move this
personally. I have the strength of 3 grown men. So naturally, if she's stronger than me, that means she has the strength of 4 grown men. Simple math. Mathematics.
Technically, mathematics is.
His wife and children soon joined in, banding together to stop the woman in any way possible.
Grab a couch cushion, kid.
Grab a corner of the couch. We're going to throw it at her.
It just lands like 2 feet in front of her. She looks down like, what are you doing?
Also, why she's laughing.
And, oh, man. Yeah, and this is where the story really gets interesting. It was only when 12-year-old Logan grabbed a wrench and, you know, did what any other 12-year-old would do and shoved it right into her neck.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the intruder is yet to be publicly identified, though certainly is under arrest and receiving treatment for her wounds at the hospital, so she didn't die. In addition to bite marks and bruises, the Lewis family has been left in a fair amount of shock. Oh, geez. So she was biting them. And, yeah, it shows the weapon that the 12-year-old kid did. He did what his dad couldn't do with 30 rounds. It is a socket wrench, and it is not sharp. So
absolutely unbelievable.
That took some
12
force.
Years old. Holy balls.
That kid had the strength of, like, 12 men. He was such a devil.
My son has the strength of 12-year-olds.
Yeah, scarred for life, for sure.
Oh, either that or he's the coolest kid at school.
Yeah.
Or both.
This naked lady was, like, breaking in. She wasn't even hot or anything. His hair's old. His dad. My dad fired a bazooka at her. He burst out of the smoke like 30 times. He started throwing grenades, molotovs, and he had to pick up the sink. He had to pick up the couch and throw it at her. Me and my family actually picked up the whole house and foundation and everything and topped it on top of her. It still didn't kill her. So I go next and stab her right in the neck. That fixed her up real good.
Ain't nobody come to my house again. That's why the dad's reluctant to identify who he is.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
like, my 12-year-old
child
beat the crap out of this, beat the crap out of this woman when I could.
Yeah,
he's, I'd start her out for you, son.
Yeah, everyone else has got bite marks. He's probably fine.
Yeah,
and then they're holstering his gun with him. Clean as a whistle.
Well, that's on a day's work. Thanks, family.
I'm glad you was there.
The wife goes to throw his lamp that shapes like a lady's leg. Fish in a sock. He's like, wait, don't throw that one.
Throw this one, the one your mother gave me.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, that's the second I saw that, I was like, this is something that needs to be shared on the main menu. Yeah, stab right in the neck.
With a socket wrench.
And she's still alive, though. That's a crazy thing.
That's
still alive and probably naked.
And probably naked.
Still.
She's got a hospital gown on, so basically,
yeah, basically naked. Yeah, this still is a mystery. Why was she there? Why was she the devil?
PCP is a heck of a drug. Let me tell you,
PCP is quite a drug. I tell you what, honey.
Did you read at the very bottom of the article that said that there was a drug in her system called a devil's breath, which apparently is pretty new.
What? From Spider-Man PS4?
Apparently. There was like a some kind of like bug in her ear or something like that, like really deep in her ear.
What? Oh, it was 39 shots, by the way.
What'd he do? Unload a submachine gun at her?
He got my MP5K.
Yeah, he took a rocket propelled grenade. He went into the tank in the backyard and he started shooting that and
Yeah, Devil's Breath.
Called the National Garden.
Potentially the scariest drug in the world. Yeah, National Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was that kid, I'd pack my bag and be like, obviously you can't protect me, Dad.
Obviously you can't get
it. Oh my gosh.
I'm safer by myself.
Guys, what if he was hitting her with all those 39 bullets? Because this Devil's Breath is called the Colombian zombie drug.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking it up right now.
Sorry, if somebody comes into my house and I'm hitting them, I can see that I'm hitting them. And they still
you gotta
don't go
for
down.
The dome.
It is dome capital.
Yeah. That's when I walk up and just put it right in your face.
I'm gonna go grab my shotgun, put the barrel of that shotgun in said face and say good night.
You can't be laughing when you're a bunch of giblets.
And I stand here, smile, wait for the flash.
Stand right there while I go get my shotgun. Yes, and Sion Neville's Breath is going to be like, oh, okay, sure.
Hey, if she's standing there laughing, if she's standing there laughing, I'll just tell her like a joke. Be like, hey, what is a camel called? What is a camel with no arms called? Humphrey. I'll be like, oh, hold on. While she's laughing, I'm going to grab my my shotgun and come out. She's gonna laugh. I'm like, oh, you think that's funny, huh?
How about this? How about a 12 gauge? Your mouth's just laying on the floor. It's still... That's terrifying. True.
Yeah, terrifying.
So, how would you feel like at 12 years old, waking up, hearing gunshots going off in your house, hearing the laughing that follows said gunshots, and going, I better go downstairs and see what's going on.
Yeah, that was the thing, though. He started shooting before he woke his family up. So it says earlier in the story that they did wake up to the gunfire.
Well, yeah.
Holy crap!
What is going on? Oh, the devil's downstairs.
Oh, Satan himself is downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She's just standing there with like a witch's cauldron.
Could you imagine this guy at his job?
Oh, jeez, he's getting so much crap.
Oh, I gotta work tomorrow.
He'll have to move. He'll have to leave town. This guy. He'll be walking through Walmart. Oh, you're the one who couldn't finish the job. Good on you, kid, for protecting your family. When your dad was obviously irrelevant during this situation.
He's like, to be fair, guys, I was fighting the devil.
Yeah.
So he's giving him $5. He's like, here, powers. Take a gun shooting course, guy.
Use her powers to dodge the bullets. I swear.
Yeah, whoever gets them for Secret Santa this year is probably going to give them like gun shooting courses.
Yeah. This is how you hit a head from 15 feet away. How did you possibly miss
39 times?
You didn't wing her. You didn't skim her leg. You didn't do anything. Dude.
She's fine. The only wound was from your 12-year-old son stabbing her with a wrench in the neck.
Anything.
Well, if you think about it, he ruined his 12-year-old's life because his 12-year-old had to do that. And now his 12-year-old's traumatized because he had to stab a lady in the neck. All because his dad could not kill that woman.
You know what he does? You know what the kid's going to do is get his dad like one of those Chucky dolls or the Annabelle dolls. And be like,
look, Dad. Look what I got.
It's nope, a devil. Nope.
And like the article's like, well, none of the shots meant to hit her. It's like, I imagine the cashier at the Walmart in town like, so you missed her 39 times, huh? Well, dude, none of the shots meant to hit her. It's like, wait a second. You shot 39 warning shots at a woman inside your house?
The cop is sitting there. He's like, 36, 37, 38, 39 shots. Yeah, well, I didn't actually mean to hit her. I was just trying to scare her.
Warning shots.
I think, yeah.
Get out of here. Go on, get. Go on.
It's like, sir, if you have to shoot a warning shot, you shoot one warning shot. After that, kill shots.
3 mags worth of warning shots later, she wasn't stopping. And I was out of bullets. Oh, jeez.
Saying like every stereotypical, like, get out of here. Like, after every bullet, like, shoot.
Come on. Get out of here.
I need you to let me. Leave me my family alone.
Leave me be.
Satan.
I can't think of anymore.
Get out of here. Get, go on.
Get, he's like, get thee behind me, Satan. But get in front of my bullet.
I was taking a drink as I was, and I had monsters shoot out my nose. Oh, wow. Get behind me, Satan, but it oh, geez. No. I gotta go grab a rag. Hold on.
There's pictures of this scene inside the house. The whole house is stricken with bullets and blood everywhere.
Whose blood is it? Is it this lady's blood?
Yeah, I think so. She was hit, at least for a lot of those.
Okay, so
I think he was
that makes me feel better.
Terrified.
Well, yeah, I get it. Like, no accuracy there. I get it because someone's in your house. I totally get
she might have. She might have had blood on her before the fact. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair,
there's handprints on the wall, like she's smearing it.
He could have been doing like the whole, you know, Wanted movie, and I'm going to try to bend the bullet so it hits you.
Whatever he's doing, it was not working.
He sucked at it.
I feel bad for that kid, though.
Yes and no. Yeah.
I mean, he's very cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to slay it with the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Hey, lady. When I was 12, I bought a socket wrench in some lady's neck.
Yeah, right. News story. That's me.
That's what it says in the heading underneath. Yeah, it says, husband and father of three fired 39 rounds as warning shots. You don't shoot 39 warning shots.
I swear,
where does all the blood come from?
This is how it went from. He goes, I fired... Yeah, I missed, but they were warning shots. I meant to miss.
It was intentional. I'm a just man.
I didn't want to kill her. She was unarmed.
Believe me, if I really wanted to kill her, I would have killed her.
No if I wanted her dead, I would have killed her right there.
I'm an American man. Of course
I would have done killed her. I done killed her right there.
I done killed her dead.
I bet, though, for his next home defense gun, he's going to be a shotgun.
Yeah, as he should.
I guess his wife, he just held her down and kept punching her and punching her and punching her.
Yeah, it took like, a while to hold her down.
Yeah, and the wife was punching her, though. Isn't that weird?
Not really.
Should the man have been punching her, though?
All right, well, we're not making sexist.
I mean, that is sexist. Take it what you will.
The guy should have to protect his lady.
He was emasculated after missing 39 times.
Yeah, that's true.
He probably wouldn't hide in his closet.
His pee-pee shriveled up inside of itself and was like, I'm a woman.
He probably threw out his back trying to lift the couch, trying to throw it at the woman. Because that's a probable cause.
You want
to
know what I think would happen? Is as he shot at the last bullet, he's like, well, I'll throw the gun at him.
Yeah. It hits his wife right in the face.
He's like, honey, out with the couch, quick.
My man, punch her in the face. I gotta go ice this.
I'll hold her down. Kids, get on top of her. Honey, punch her. I'm gonna go ice my hand.
Logan, grab that wrench. Stab her in the neck.
Stab her in the neck with that wrench.
Dad, I don't want to.
Do it for your family.
Do it or you're grounded.
Kill the devil right now.
Imagine that kid. I know I'm gonna say it again. That kid, like, he's like,
I killed the devil in my house.
You think he'd be sentenced to life in therapy, but he really did it.
The therapist is like, how do you feel? He's like, well, I killed the devil, so pretty good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm feeling pretty good. I pretty much eliminated all sorts of evil in the world.
Yeah, there goes another Hitler again.
Me, 12-year-old Logan.
Dad, send me over to Iraq. I gotta talk to some terrorists.
Yeah. Just send him over there on a wrench. Socket wrench.
And a Capri Sun.
Where are these sons of biscuit? Come on, guys. Show yourself. I killed the devil.
I see the movie that they make off of this in Iraq. There's like a bunch of terrorists like standing in a warehouse, and then like a wrench comes flying from the darkness.
It sticks in the neck. Like a batarang.
Like the handle is like in the guy's neck.
Yeah. He's got a bunch of socket wrenches on him.
Oh, and it's like, in a world, this healing 12-year-old buying like all the wrenches at Home Depot.
Excuse me, what's your most well-balanced wrench for throwing at evildoers?
His catchphrase, it's going to be like, it's called like, wrench boy, get torqued.
Tiny, tiny.
As he's pulling it out of the guy's throat, it's like,
lift you, lift
you. Yeah. Blood pours out everywhere.
Oh my god.
This is too much.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
Jeez. Like switching now, like up the size on him.
This one needs a 3.5 millimeters.
He just took out like two smaller guys. This big old Russian comes in. He's like,
yeah, looks like we're going to need the 16 millimeter.
This is like the big one.
Time for the big one.
Sticks out his neck and he starts cranking the thing.
He starts tightening up.
Man, that sounds like a John Wick.
It really does.
But with wrenches instead of guns. You see him systematically setting up wrenches.
Over here and then grab this wrench to throw us.
And I'd be like, yeah!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. He encounters a bunch of enemies in an auto shop. Sees all the wrenches around and just smiles.
You guys are dead.
And then the lights shut off. And all you hear is just like wrenches flying everywhere.
This is the last sound you'll hear, mother effers.
he's got the impact wrench that they use to take off the tires.
Yeah. Man, it's like hilarious.
I was like, why'd you kick the devil lady?
I'll never tell you. He takes the impact wrench to the guy's foot.
Tell me now.
For the rest of his days, he wears a chain around his neck with two wrenches welded together like a cross.
His neck, a crucifix of wrenches, if you will.
Oh, and that's also his weapon. He'll pull it out and they're wrench chucks.
Ready, tiny. Get torqued.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Please let me see that, John Wick 4.
John Wick 4, wrench boy.
Wick 4, get
torqued. Get torqued.
Dude.
Wow. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah. And that kid is,
in real life, seriously, he's probably going to end up like this guy, 18-year-old Matthew Borges of Lawrence. He'll be eligible for parole in 30 years.
Oh, good.
Under the maximum allowable sentence handed down Tuesday by Superior Court Judge, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And a jury convicted Borges in May, first-degree murder, in the November 2016 killing of 16-year-old Lee Manuel Valoria Paulino. Valoria Paulino's decapitated body and head were found on the banks of a river by a dog walker.
Oh!
I don't get paid enough to see a head and body.
Well, that guy wasn't getting paid at all, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 16 when he did this. And,
still.
And you got to see the picture of this kid.
Well, I was going to say, of the body?
No.
No, thanks.
Yeah, I'm sure Wrench Boy could get whatever he wants.
Yeah,
he could get
Wrench Boy. Yeah.
But, yeah, I sent you a picture of this kid. He looks like Post Malone had a murderous child. And
yeah.
An afro.
Kind of. He looks like a kid that cut off somebody's head.
Yeah, which he did.
Yeah,
he really did.
Yeah, he did.
If you're wondering the reason, like I was, prosecutors say Borges was jealous that the victim had spent time with a girl he liked.
Oh!
Not dated. Not dated.
Not dated.
Gabbed and decapitated a dude for talking to a chick.
Spent time.
Not even dated.
Wow.
He met Portis.
I use this as every kid's voice.
I'm going to hang out with Jennifer. We're just going to spend some time together.
But wait, I like her.
Well,
do that.
Tough cookies, Matt. What are you going to do, cut off my head?
Stab. I'll show you for hanging out with Jennifer.
Oh, jeez.
Under Massachusetts law, a first-degree murder conviction carries a life sentence without the possibility of parole for adults. But parole eligibility must be added if the crime was committed as a juvenile. Borges was 15. Oh, he was 15 at the time of the slaying.
Jeez. How old is he now?
He's 18 now. But he was 15 when he did it.
So I want to ask him how prison is.
Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't look remorseful or anything.
Well, here's the thing. Like, okay, so if, you know, say for some reason you're in prison and your cellmate, you're like, hey, what did you do to be in? He's like, I decapitated somebody when I was 15. I'm not talking to that guy again. I'm like, cool.
But then, but that's a normal cellmate. But then you got the big old boy in there who's like, oh, you think you're bad because you decapitated somebody? Like,
yeah,
decapitate
true.
You for talking to my woman. And then there's some fruity guy sitting next to him. looking at my woman. He's just like, no.
I'm going to decapitate you.
And then
he's
out of the darkness emerges Wrench Boy.
Hello, perverts. Rinse ya. Look, I'm rinse ya. I'm going to rinse your mother and your father. Tie it up to the radiator and rinse your
neckers. Rinse your neckers.
Oh, that word.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, just for spending time with a girl, you know?
That's insane. Like,
I don't know if you guys have ever gotten insanely jealous over something, but to cut off someone's head.
But, like, not enough to be like...
That's something every guy goes through to a degree.
I don't think they go through it to the point of decapitating somebody.
Yeah, that's just a mark of someone's screw being just completely missing. It's not even loose. There's no screw there.
Yeah.
Apparently, his mom testified... And said that her son was the soul of this family.
Oh, that's pretty messed up. So, yeah,
I don't want to meet that family at all.
Or was she talking about the victim?
I guess that must. Oh, hopefully. The victim's mother said that. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I was getting ready to say, seriously, this kid's mom said that. It's like, oh no,
he was the soul of our family.
We've all done it.
Yeah. He was trying to get another soul of our family.
He's a man now.
We call him the Reaper. Every generation, there's a Reaper who takes heads so that we all can live for the next 500 years.
Damn, are you 500 years old?
Get
no,
him!
No, I'm 25. Yeah, I'm 25 and a half years old. Like, what?
Oh, man.
He's going to cut off 14 more heads today. Make a quota for the soul of our family.
No, it was the victim. Poor little Mexican boy who was slain for talking to a girl. Rest his soul.
I think they should kill this kid, but that's just me. I'm heartless.
Well, I mean, you're 15. You're not like a little child, so like you know what you're doing. You know you're cutting off someone's head.
Well, yeah. Even little children are like, yeah, you don't just cut someone's head off.
They should know that. They might think it's Play-Doh or something. I don't know. If you're little enough.
I mean,
he was 15.
If you're young enough to believe the human body is Play-Doh, you're not going to be able to physically cut somebody else's head off anyway.
Well, yeah, like, 12-year-old did it with a wrench, though.
Yeah, that is true. Like,
stabbed her in the throat, but...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Cut anything.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, that... First of all, what he cut that kid's head off with had to have been incredibly sharp.
Yeah, probably.
It takes a lot of effort to cut a head off.
Yeah, it was probably a time-consuming, gruesome thing. And the body and head were just like, in a ditch where they were. I mean, maybe he just did it in a ditch.
I mean, maybe, but that would make
the body.
That would make it even tougher. Like,
yeah, no power tools out there.
you'd have to use like a hatchet or
that's
something.
What I was thinking. He would have had to have like an axe or something. Because once you hit the spine, you're not cutting through the spine with a knife.
That would take a lot of effort too, unless it's a bone saw.
Right.
Like
bone saw is ready.
Or like a hacksaw. Hacksaw or something like that, maybe.
But still, that's a time consuming thing.
Right.
To be that angry at a person to go, I'm gonna cut your head off completely.